Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. 8 days ago, the Congressional Budget Office estimated that the federal government's budget deficit for the fiscal year ended September 30, 2020, was $3.1 trillion. That is not only the largest annual budget deficit in number of dollars, it is also the largest federal deficit as a percentage of the nation's gross domestic product in 75 years. You have to go all the way back to the end of World War II to have a higher reported budget deficit as a percent of GDP. As horrible as that news is, the truth is even worse. As I have mentioned in these commentaries multiple times, the federal budget deficit does not include the increased liabilities for the growth in the present value of Social Security and Medicare deficits. When government was smaller and interest rates were higher in the past, this usually added $3 to $5 trillion per year. For the latest fiscal year, I don't have the data, but you can be sure that the growth in the federal government's liabilities for Social Security and Medicare are greater than $5 trillion. When you add the rest of the federal government spending for the just completed fiscal year, the budget deficit could easily be $8 trillion, $10 trillion, or even higher. If it's $10 trillion, that comes to about $30,000 for every single resident of America. This deficit is greater than the entire lifetime wealth of every billionaire family in this country. Remember, since governments do not have resources of their own, they will not be the ones burdened with paying off this massive deficit. That means you, the people of this nation, will ultimately be paying. You will be paying through higher taxes, through greater inflation of the money supply that destroys the purchasing power of the dollars that you have, or by even greater future budget deficits. Do you personally have an extra $30,000 for each member of your family to bail out the U.S. government? If you don't, why aren't you screaming for governments to sharply cut future expenditures? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.